From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Armed militants stage a coordinated assault in Kabul. The assault on a government security agency in the capital Tuesday morning killed at least 28 people and wounded more than 320. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. The attack, including a suicide car bombing, appears to have targeted an agency similar to the U.S. Secret Service, providing personal protection for high-ranking government officials. Dozens of civilian apartment buildings, homes, and shops were damaged. Israeli authorities are investigating a bus bombing in Jerusalem that wounded 21 people and raised fears of a sharp escalation in violence as police plan tightened security for the Jewish Passover holiday. The bomb tore through the bus in a relatively isolated area of southern Jerusalem on Monday night, with a fire spreading to a second bus. Police say at least 21 people were wounded. Israeli media reports a 15-year-old girl is in serious condition. A police spokesman confirmed officers are seeking to question the wounded and not ruling out that there could be potential suspects among them. In New York, voters have begun casting ballots in a high-stakes presidential primary, with Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump hoping to secure big wins in the race for the White House. It's considered one of the most consequential primaries in decades in America's fourth largest state. For more on this story, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Spain say they have arrested a Moroccan man with alleged strong links to the Islamic State group, who are pushing for attacks to be carried out in Spain and elsewhere in Europe. A statement said the man was arrested Tuesday on the Mediterranean island of Majorca, where he lived. Spanish police have arrested dozens of suspected jihadi recruiters in recent years. The UN Refugee Agency reports new fighting and severe food shortages in South Sudan are causing thousands of people to flee into neighboring countries. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
About 2.3 million people have been forced to flee their homes since civil war broke out in South Sudan in December 2013. More than 670,000 are refugees in neighboring countries. The UN Refugee Agency warns refugee numbers are rising in all of South Sudan's neighbors as fighting spreads to formerly peaceful areas of northern Bahr el Ghazal and Warab states. The agency says the new refugees create a huge burden in the asylum countries. It says the UNHCR and other humanitarian agencies are short of cash, putting life-saving services for the refugees at risk. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
It's a race against time to find survivors from a powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake as the death toll from Ecuador's strongest quake in decades rises above 400. The government reported late Tuesday that officials expect the toll to rise even further. Among the dead were an American and two Canadians. Japan's southern quake hit area was rattled by a strong aftershock on Tuesday, on the same day that searchers found a woman's body in the rubble of a landslide, raising that country's death toll there to 45. In Iraq, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announced several new initiatives to assist in the fight against Islamic State Monday during an unannounced visit to Baghdad.
We are going to place additional advisors with the Iraqi security forces now down to brigade and battalion headquarters.
Carter said the new advisors will be important as Iraqi forces move toward the northern city of Mosul. President Barack Obama says he expects that by the end of the year, conditions will be in place for Iraqi troops to eventually recapture Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. For more on these stories, go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Lori London.
That's the latest world news from VOA.